This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
You're welcome. Guys, I just saw something and I'm kind of caught off guard by it, and it leads to many, many questions.
Is it the Manute Bol stat?
The Manute Bol stat is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. 32 points, 27 rebounds, 31 block shots.
In a single college game.
And not a single person tried to shoot a three-pointer in that game, I'm guessing, because 31 block shots? Holy crap!
Stop driving to the basket.
A lot of people out there like were trying to pull over. They're like, Kevin said stop driving.
In a safe manner.
I saw this from, and this is looks like it's from February, so is it old? If you drive from Brownsville to Texline, Texas.
Okay.
It is 956 miles.
Okay.
Now, Kevin, when I Googled that, it said it was 889 miles.
What the hell?
So my thought is here that maybe it was a different point in the city to a different point in the city. I've always been curious about this, Alec. When you call 844-444-4444 to get the...
like, that's too many.
To get the time and temperature.
You know damn well he has never called a phone number to get the time and temperature.
That's right.
You never called time and temperature?
Nope.
You're kidding me.
You had to have known that.
877-881-1053. What was the number you called? Because I just put in all fours because that's what my mom said.
The time is 102.
I was shocked.
The temperature...
I was shocked one day whenever I said that, like, to a friend of mine, and they were like, no, the number is this. And I was like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And then I just went and proved it to them.
Do you think it still works?
Then they went and proved it to me. And I was like, okay, so it's any number after the first seven or whatever. I don't know. First seven.
Is it 844?
844.
Do you think it still works?
4444.
Okay.
And you might have to dial an area code now. I don't know if that's the case. But yeah, time and temperature used to be the thing. Sometimes I'd do it just to have somebody to talk to. You know, you needed somebody to talk to and you want to hear a different voice. Kevin is currently calling that right now.
Well, that didn't go well. I dialed 844-444-4444.
Did you dial 214?
No. Okay, I'm going to do that now. Because it said, how can we connect your call? And I was like, oh, that sounds expensive.
From the 817-844-2211 is what they said it was.
Alec, are you calling this number?
I am.
Is it time and temperature answering right now?
I just got dead silence right now.
Well, that's because Kevin's currently on the phone with them. So,
all right.
What's happening?
They really need to streamline the efficiency of this. So I called it. It still works. And it said, are you ready for time and temperature? Also, have you streamlined blah, blah, blah? And they wanted to tell me about something else. And so I wasn't here. I just wanted the time and the temperature.
From the 214, I am 31 years old and never knew this phone number existed.
Yeah, see?
From the 903, when you see the green signs, that tell you how far until the next city is. The main post office is in the city is where that is.
Oh.
And see, I always assumed that when you called 844-444-4444, that there was just a giant thermometer in the middle of the city somewhere, and that was how they decided. Like downtown.
Right?
And I don't even know if the middle of Dallas is downtown. Where's the middle of Dallas?
I always thought they just went off the airport.
Where's the dead center of Dallas? If you let me know, I would appreciate it.
Well, and that's the thing.
Because, and where's the huge thermometer?
Yeah, because and Dallas is so big, it feels like you'd see there be like, oh, there was no rain today at the airport. And you're like, there's definitely rain in Dallas today. And they're like, nope, at the airport is nothing. So it doesn't count.
So on this graphic, though, Kevin, it says to drive from Brownsville to Texline, Texas is 956 miles.
Ooh.
To drive from Texline to the border of Canada, you would only need to drive 3 miles further.
So
that's how big the state of Texas is.
Man, and that is one thing I've never done on a road trip. Like, I went with my grandparents once. We drove out to the Grand Canyon, I believe, and we must have done this. I have never just driven west to get out of the state where I'm like, you know what? I'm going all the way west until Texas ends, because we almost always go like, you know, north or east.
From the 817, it's your mom's house. From the 817 also, it's to the courthouse. From the 214, Reunion Arena is the dead center of Dallas. Well, I mean, it's dead. It no longer exists.
Yeah.
So.
And then from the 817-844-4444 hasn't worked in months.
Which means months ago they called to check and see.
Which I love.
The time and temperature.
I love it.
All right. My question of the day, Alec.
Oh no. Copyright.
It's what's on the screen in front of you.
Why is there Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles racing on the why is this happening?
It's the Weenie 500.
When did this start?
Like a couple minutes ago.
And do they literally drive 500 laps in a Wienermobile?
I don't know about 500, but there's like six different Wienermobiles.
They're going so slow.
How do you know which one is which? Oh. All those look the same size.
Oh.
They're all going to, never mind. Never mind. They're all, shoot. I'll see.
You all right over there, buddy?
Yep. I almost made a couple of inflammatory remarks.
My question is not about the Wienermobiles.
Chicago dog.
Have you ever been in a Wienermobile?
Yes. Remember we had one at the My Possibility Santa Run, and we got to go tour the insides of them.
It was super neat.
We got to go see the inside of a wiener.
What did that look like?
Like a car. It looks like a van.
Oh.
Kind of. No plushy beds or anything like that. That was kind of
Hoping there was like a hot dog shaped bed in there?
I really was hoping there was a hot dog machine in there.
Oh,
there wasn't even a hot dog machine.
Would you like it if in there was a hot dog bed shape and then the covers were the buns and you just like wrapped yourself in there?
A cocoon.
Corey, your thoughts?
We have 3 days off ahead of us, Kevin, that we've been encountering today.
That's a valid question. Probably.
Should I watch tonight's game?
Yes.
With this friend? No. He's the friend of mine who was in San Antonio, who lived in San Antonio for a while. He's a former Air Force veteran.
Oh.
Fantastic dude. Who I do believe is going out on his own to create a, to get good clean drinking water for everybody. He's going to start his own business doing that. So I'm really excited for him. However, we went to the owner's box, and the owner's box at the Omni Hotel was full. So we went next door and watched at another restaurant the Packers and Cowboys game together, which Jared Cook caught the ball on the sideline and Mason Crosby kicked one through and beat us. We also watched the Colorado State and Colorado game, in which we were rooting for Colorado State because that's where he went. But guess what? Shador Sanders. No, he wasn't there. Guess what? Colorado. Yeah, they were. It was them. They ended up winning that game. Mm. So two games there. We watched Rangers Astros game 4. The terrible game together. We watched Stars game 6 at the arena, where Jamie Benn was ejected within 6 seconds of the game and popcorn was thrown on the field.
I do
not
think you should watch with this friend.
And the only opening day game I've ever been to with him, did I drink too much tequila? Yes. Was I probably too chatty for the people in front of us? Yes. Did I hold my glove up every time a pitch was thrown just in case and that irritated the people in front of me? Yes. We also lost that game. That was not my fault. All right. That was not my fault. That was definitely the Rangers' fault that day. However, I'm now counting 5 specific games one, two, three of them being playoff games, that my record watching a game with him is L's. Should I watch tonight with him?
No.
Because we were going to watch a couple Fridays ago. Was it last Friday? A couple of Fridays ago? Whenever Winnipeg was playing. And I was like, dude, we would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
We would have got obliterated. And that's another one we would have put on our ledger. So do I say, sorry, buddy, not tonight?
Yeah, I think you do.
What about Sunday?
I'm sorry to your friend. You know what? If we win tonight, you can roll the dice with him.
Okay.
If we lose tonight, then I still wouldn't take my chances.
Are y'all that superstitious that you won't watch a game with a friend because your record? Because I saw somebody on TikTok. By the way, there are a lot of Stars fans on TikTok right now, and I'm loving it. I saw this girl on TikTok. She was like, hey, I've currently been to 6 Stars playoff games, and they haven't lost a single one of them. Should the Stars go ahead and get me tickets to the next one? I think Wooly Bully's been to 2 Stars games this year in the playoffs, and he's won both of them.
Ooh,
so, like, we should get the Wooly Bully to these games if that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
From the 785, I say do it and break the curse. For the 469, Corey, it sounds like it might be you. How do the teams do when your friend goes to games without you?
Ooh, well, this is a fair question.
This isn't just going to games. This is just watching the games together. From the 972, I swear to Buddha, if you watch with your friend and we lose, it's your fault. And so this is a risk I don't know if I'm willing to take tonight.
I don't think you should.
But Kevin, I do like your idea. Your idea of if by chance they do win tonight and go and roll out the game for Sunday.
I feel comfortable with that.
Alec, I didn't ask you this before the show. Do you have audio from yesterday?
No, but I can get it.
Okay. How fast do you think you can get said audio from yesterday?
Like 30 seconds.
All right. So, Kevin,
I
asked my friends who I've known. I started thinking about this. That friend that I'm talking about, I've known him for 30 years.
Wow.
I've known him since I was 13.
Okay.
And most of the guys in my fantasy football league, we've known for that long. We've known all of these guys most of our lives. And so we text back and forth during these games and we have a good time. And I told the guys, I was like, hey, feel free to send. Did you edit some of these, by the way? Is this a risk you're willing to take with the edits on this?
Yeah.
There were some cuss words. We did, Kevin. I said, hey, send me your voice memos.
Okay.
Send me your voice memos to let me know. And we're going to start with the first one. I don't know how they're labeled. So, but there's going to be one that's going to go last. All right. The first one, however, was my friend who has a child sleeping in his house. So when you hear this, I want you to understand.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
There's a child sleeping in this man's house.
Wait, so which one do you want
first? Just play one of them.
Holy sh! 3 unanswered. Gabe just went back to the store to get another 30 pack of stones.
That is a man right there.
Is that Keystone?
Yes, Keystones. And the guy, so that's a man definitely right there that has a sleeping child in his house.
Okay.
He's kind of whispering into the phone.
Yeah.
Probably went into another room to do it also. And he's talking about our friend Gabe. Now, anybody that's ever met Gabe knows that that man will drink 4 beers in your face just to prove to you that he can do it.
Oh.
He's also drinking while vomiting at the same time. Like, he's one of those guys that just in spite of you, he wants to prove that he can do this.
Okay.
He's the party guy. He will have a good time. All right. And if you want to have a good time, go out with this guy. It could be pretty fun. His response was whenever I said, whenever the Stars score, send your text messages, send me your voice memos. This was his response.
You're right, doggy. Let's go, baby.
No, that wasn't it. It was this one right here. It was the other one. There was a third one. Oh, did you not get the third one?
The horn?
Yeah, play it. All right. That was goal number one. That was his response.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Poll number two, play this audio right here. Play it again.
No, not that one. The other one.
I'm going to pause
it.
I'm sorry. I didn't plan this very well. I'm going to pause it out.
I didn't play this very well.
He wanted you to continue to play the horn because that's what he sent.
Yeah, the guy just kept sending the horn over and over and over, and that was essentially how that went for there. Now, Kevin, I'll also point out my run sheet disappeared.
Oh.
Everything that I had saved and posted up on there is gone. So the stories that I had planned for this segment are currently, they don't exist anymore.
Do you want me to tell you a story?
Tell me a story, please.
All right.
I screwed this
Former
up.
Former Major League outfielder. I think you're going to like this story.
Oh, that's on me.
/ first baseman Darren Ruff is suing the Reds for damages after he suffered a career-ending injury crashing into an uncovered tarp roll at Great American Ballpark 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He said in a serious statement, "This didn't need to happen. I wish it didn't happen. Players shouldn't have to worry about his hidden hazards like that on a major league field." All right. I agree that they shouldn't have to worry about it. Is a tarp roll pretty big? So is it hidden?
A tarp roll?
Yeah.
They're right there. I mean, most of them are right there on the foul lines up against the wall.
Well,
but whenever, I guess, was he looking up while he was going to track a ball?
Yeah.
And that would be hidden from me. But this was up against the wall in the outfield, right?
And so he said that the issue was it had no protective cushioning and it was made of sharp metal. And that is what undercut him. Now, I don't know if ESPN is trying to make you choose sides or anything like that, but they do point out that Ruff at the time, I believe, was 36 and in his career had hit .239 with .329 on base percentage. So I don't know if they're trying to insinuate that perhaps it was his statistics that got him taken out or not, but the lawsuit is happening.
Man, that's how many other lawsuits do you think could take place with stadiums?
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, can you say, man, my knees were bad because that field, the turf was terrible.
See, and I think that too, but also don't you kind of think it's only a matter of time till we hear that drunken buffoon that fell over the railing at Pittsburgh is like, I'm suing because your railing was
the railing
low,
wasn't high enough
and you weren't guarding underage people getting alcohol or something that.
I mean, think about this for a second. Guess who gets in trouble when who can be sued whenever a drunk driver gets in a wreck?
It's the bartender,
right? The
bartender
for over-serving.
Yeah, that's...
You're like, hold on. I mean, it was your responsibility to pay attention to how drunk they were.
Yeah.
And I never really quite understood that because you should take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
I did not prepare for this segment, and I should take responsibility for how much it sucked in that last part of it because I stunk at it. That's my fault. Okay. See how I did that? I'm an adult.
I like it. I want that as a drop. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, you got two games in the next few days. So what will the Oilers Star Series be at after the weekend is over? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to redeem it next on The Fan. See Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. What will the Stars Oilers series be at when we come back? So you've got, that means you got a game tonight and you've got a game on Sunday before you get to game four on Tuesday. So what do you think will be the series matchup at that point? I want you to ponder. Let us know. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney. Text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube. I also want to give you this breakdown. Do you know how many states are rooting for the Florida Panthers to win it all?
I mean, probably not many because everybody loves Texas so much. So, I mean, everybody looks at Texas as the epicenter of the country.
Man.
Truly representative of what we all are. So I'm going to say one state, and that's the state of Florida, Kevin.
That is correct. Now,
you're welcome, America.
The Edmonton,
I know you better than you know yourself.
The Edmonton Oilers. I'm not including provinces that I assume are all real, like Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, and Labrador.
Okay. Where'd you retrieve all those from?
Ah, I see what you're doing. How many states do you think are rooting for the Oilers to win the cup?
In
America.
In America?
American states.
Three.
Ooh, what would those three be?
Montana.
That is correct for the first state.
What is going on?
Oh, crap. North Dakota? Oh, man. Wyoming?
Idaho.
Idaho, you are too.
They have... that they have two states, Idaho and Montana.
So it was only two.
Only two.
See, here I was. Idaho was going to be my next guess. I thought it was three at the time.
When you got Montana right out of the gate, I was like, holy crap, we're on a heater.
They're pretty close.
So I want you to consider that. For the Oilers and the Panthers, all of three states are rooting for them. That means the other 47 states want a Stars Hurricanes championship. Now, they're probably not going to get half of that.
Okay.
But 24 states are for the Stars and only 23 states are for the Hurricanes, which means the most states are rooting for the Stars, which means America's rooting for the Stars to win the Stanley Cup.
I agree with you 1,000% right there.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that it is weird because the color green is a little unique. And doesn't it feel like red and blue teams typically win?
True.
I think if you go back and look at the history, red or blue dominant colors have huge records, like significant records. So it is kind of unique. And doesn't it feel like a lot of hockey fans look at Dallas as not a hockey place?
Yes.
Although if you've been here and you've been to a Stars game, you know it's a hockey room.
And that's great. You tell me Florida is a hub of hockey? Bull crap.
You
telling me Carolina is a hub of hockey? Nonsense.
But they got, I bet a lot of people saw the news on what Mikko did and they're like, I want to see more of that.
Yes.
I don't know that a lot of people are rooting for Jamie Benn outside of this place. I really don't know the answer to that question, but they have, you know, they got the Matt Duchene. They got a couple of different guys that have been around the league.
From the 469, when we come back, it'll be 2-1 Stars. From another 469, they also say 2-1 Stars. From the 945, Stars will be up 3-0 by the time we get to game four, and Florida will have the series over by Tuesday at 4.
All right, let me ask anybody that suggested 2-1 and 3-0.
That last part is hard to argue against.
If the Stars had lost game one, Would you feel as confident that they would be up 2-1 on Tuesday?
If they would have, I mean, but this, for me, this fits into my prediction. If they would have lost in game one, I would guess that they'd be down 2-1 going into game four. But
okay.
Since they're not, I could still be optimistic that it's going to be 3-0.
So you're just kind of looking at the back and forth balance of things. Yeah, for me, I just haven't seen the Stars dominate a team yet. But it almost feels like there's a little bit of psychology in the way that they've beaten teams. And that goes back to when you walk out of the arena and you had control of the game for 2.5 periods, and then all of a sudden a barrage of goals happened to you.
Yes.
You've got to be questioning everything. How did this happen? We were playing our game. Did we let up? No, we actually continued to play hard. It's just, what did they do? What did they figure out on us? And how do we adjust to that? We've yet to see them go in and sweep and dominate somebody, but we've seen them really mind F a lot of people.
Now, somebody brought up an interesting point, and I looked it up because I thought they just made the word up. We did not find out who Nunavut is cheering for. That is another Canadian province that I had to look up to make sure they weren't just saying letters. I don't know. That's not in my research. I'll assume they are also cheering for the Oilers. By the way, the Stars became the first team in playoff history to earn multiple wins in regulation after being down by 2+ goals in the third period of a postseason game. And that is astonishing. And I know Edmonton has plenty of their own comebacks, but you have seen that this Stars team can excel with comebacks as well. Alec, when we get back here, what do you think the series will be at?
I would like to be optimistic and say 3-0, but I'm going to go with 2-1. I did say Stars in 5 earlier during the combo platter, so that will keep that intact, but I do think they drop a game.
And in all honesty, that is still positive. Like, if you go into game 4 in Edmonton up 2-1 with the opportunity to hopefully really put them in a tough spot, that's still positive. I would also love it to be 3-0, but if it's 2-1... good enough.
Nunavut, by the way, Kevin, looks like last year Edmonton really became their team.
Okay, so they're definitely for the Oilers.
Yeah, they're definitely pulling for the Oilers and Nunavut. I'm gonna say it's very easy to understand it'll be 2-1. If the Stars can win tonight,
agree.
Then I would totally understand on Sunday on the road, first time in Edmonton. They're rocking. That house is going crazy. I can see us losing. If they lose tonight, I see the Stars then going to Edmonton and really turning it up there. Hey, look, whatever we did wrong there, we've adjusted and we're taking advantage of it whenever we're on their ice.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Just wanted you guys to know that I choked on my water right before this, so the segment almost didn't happen. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. Gentlemen, how are we on this Friday?
Good, because you're okay.
I was doing well up until the last segment.
Well, you're not going to be doing much better after you hear some of the things you said. Oh. When we revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program throughout the week. Gentlemen, I really want to pick on Corey to start, but...
he's sad.
Exactly. Get him in a brighter mood. He can laugh at himself a little bit more. But we have a tradition of picking on people who are not here to defend themselves. And I have something from one Brian Broaddus.
A lot of bending over. You can't do it. Your back's poor.
Yeah.
It's Dawson. Let's just go on.
I think you might actually have to play that one more time for one Eric Chiafalo, who just stepped into the room for some Masterpiece of the Week, because that was your teammate that just got nominated.
Yeah. Tee that up again. I was at the urinal, and I was like, man, why would I not join the party in here? So thanks for having me.
This would be a weird party at the urinal.
A lot of bending over. You can't do it. Your back's poor.
Yeah.
It's Dawson. Let's just go on.
I can't remember what that was for. What was Broaddus bending over for?
Well,
like that.
I don't know either.
It's his signature move, so it really could be anything.
True.
But I will say Broaddus is the one person we all know
who will beat our ass if we say something
who
out of line.
Hates Masterpiece of the Week with a passion.
Oh. Yeah, he's in there throwing his pen right now.
Every Friday he's like, screw this.
Who could hate this?
We always get a text or two that's like, I thought I tuned into sports radio. Thank you.
It happens sometimes. We're having fun.
Let's see. This also happens. Majors, you said this.
Exactly. Those 2 inches are important. Trust me.
See, that's the most damning part there at the end. The conscious pause and trust me, and I know you had that look in your eye.
Yeah, you know what I hate about that look in his eye? He looked dead at me when he said that.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't know why.
It wasn't a shot at your height, I promise.
Yeah, really?
Oh,
it was a shot at your length.
Right. I think it was about a hockey or something.
Uh-huh.
One of those hockeys.
Yeah, one of the hockey things.
Alec, would Some you rather stick. Be 2 inches taller or 2 inches longer?
All right.
That's a serious question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Absolutely not. Height or length.
Yeah, if I lay down, I'm not tall, I'm long.
True, but that's not what I'm talking about.
But I'd say height.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, because I would be so close to being in the 5 foot double digits. I'd be 5'9" then. I'd be so close.
You'd be 2 inches away from being 2 inches away.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly, that feels like what I was talking about.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
2 inches are important. Yeah.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate that, man. Let's see. Kevin Hagland. I was going to save this, but we actually had some really good ones this week. You said this.
That's just like things that cow people do.
Which brought about so much fun.
So look.
Cow people.
Eric, I panicked and couldn't think of the name or couldn't think of the word ranchers or farmers. And
you get caught up in the air. So what? Like,
I Josh Greened
the ball?
It. I just had to throw the ball at somebody that wasn't ready, and it was cow people.
It was a cow person.
It was supposed to be.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
A farmer or a rancher, not actual people who just get up and like, I need some for my cereal. Bloop, bloop.
So these cow people, are they cows on top and humans on the bottom, or cows on the bottom and humans on top?
Yeah, they'd have to be humans on the bottom in order. Well,
I feel like they're just going to fall over.
Yeah.
Cow body.
That's true.
Gravity.
Yeah. So. You know, I don't know. You know what? Actually, I take that back. Because I'm gonna cut the cow in half horizontally. And so the horizontal bottom part of the cow is going to be the cow.
Is that hamburger style?
Yeah, and so it's going to be with the four legs. And then you're just going to be magnificent and shirtless human
like
on
the picture
the
I have of you as a minotaur.
Yeah, or you can put on a shirt.
Have that.
We got to get that shirt again.
Yeah.
Let's repopulate those.
Why do I have that? That's a good question.
That was a very moving conversation there, guys. Thank you. Corey, very defiant when you said this.
I know there was a dude named Al. Absolutely, there's a dude named Al.
I don't know why I like this.
You could call Alec Al if we wanted to. Ooh, I mean, it's already short for Alexander.
Don't be that. Don't do that.
Why'd you say like there was a K in there?
Alexander?
Yeah. Huh.
Look, we've established that words can be difficult.
And yeah, you could milk the cow, people. I just told you it's the bottom part of the cow. That's where the udders are.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for the segue.
They're walking around milking themselves.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, clearly I've changed my tune over the last few days about that.
Yeah.
I learned in Meet the Parents that you can milk anything.
You can pretty much milk anything.
Yeah.
But why? You know?
Why would you want to?
Yeah. Or?
Well, sometimes you're thirsty, man.
Yeah, what if
it's really the most nutrient-dense thing you could put in your body is milk from another human being.
I'll dispute that.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most nutrient-dense thing you could put in your body?
You called my bluff on not saying what it is. We all know.
Is it raw beef liver?
Come on!
I'm going to go with kiwi, but...
That's how I choose to answer that question.
Was there a dude whose job it was to go milk all the animals all right. and then say... Yes, we can drink this.
Yeah.
No, we Noah's can't drink kid. That.
Yeah.
That one's bad.
Yeah.
That and wasn't then they another.
Died.
Wow. Right,
do the cow people walk on all fours? Yes, they do.
That took a turn. All right, Kevin, I'm going to try to save this sinking ship. You said this.
You think about the way S is supposed to go. What you're doing right now, you're with an effing expert. I'm a mother effing expert. That was Ron Washington talking about infield drills.
That was single, Kevin.
You had some hubris there.
You got thoughts about my Han Solo up in the living room? I got thoughts that you could leave.
He is a Star Wars expert.
And there absolutely was a mounted Han Solo up in my living room.
Nice.
And when
are you serious?
Oh, yeah, I'm dead serious. Who was mounting him?
You were like 35 years old?
Oh, yeah. And it was like full size. Oh. And so that led to a very hilarious exchange. I didn't think it was hilarious maybe at the time. We're Jess's best friend. We were all out to dinner and she goes, oh yeah, because you told me, Jess, that like he lives in a bachelor pad.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked over at him like, what the hell? You're supposed to keep that between us. And I go, oh, do I? Then I went home and I was like, yeah, that's fair.
You can't expect her to keep that to herself.
Look around and you're like,
if you have a Lego and card room and a giant Han Solo in your living room, that is a fair critique.
Yeah, you have to warn your friends before they meet your new significant other. Like, he is that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot cooler than the swordfish hanging in my living room. Corey. It's kind of cool, actually. It's like,
is it like a championship banner, like dangling from the rafters?
That would be amazing.
Do you ever?
I'm gonna tell the dad.
You ever grab it off the wall and try and stab people?
You know, it's from like the 80s, I think, and it's like handmade, so it's super fragile.
You could stab people with stuff from the 80s.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but like,
it's well documented.
I was born in the 80s.
It'll break off in there. I'm trying to reuse it. Corey,
it needs some stabbing.
Corey, you said this.
Corey,
this is the toughest meat in the world. It's so hard.
All right, allow me, if you will, to speak on that as I saw this transpire. He was eating some, like, weird knockoff beef jerky.
I found it downstairs.
Oh, dude, it's been there for years.
And it looked like it was a tongue. And he started eating it, and you could just see straight away. It was like, right. He looked like a cow trying to chew something.
I thought I was going to break a tooth.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's so hard.
You know when you pull beef jerky apart sometimes, like it's soft? And this one looked like all the fibers were still like just together. Yeah.
Whatever cow that came from was 1,600 years old.
Yeah.
Jeez. We all kind of contributed to this one.
Look, I'm not trying to bang somebody when they come out of prison.
I'm not either. I'm just trying to see what prisoners look like.
Same.
You haven't lowered your standards that far yet, Hagee?
No, but their contention was it was like right when they came out of prison, you need to be like waiting out there like you've seen in a movie with your car to pick up that person when they've got like their little bag of belongings with them. And you're like, it's go time. And then Corey's absurd contention that he just wants to see what people in prison look like. They look like the rest of us.
How do you know?
Because I have been arrested.
Mm. Were you even in prison, though?
No, I went to an isolation cell. It wasn't even a cell. It was just like a room.
See? Hey, 877-881-1053. If you're a prisoner, let us know. We get letters from prison all the time. So
do you think
every
the
day.
Prison population looks more or less about like the not prison population.
All right. Great question, guys. But let's get at least one more.
My sisters never could get it started.
You're a very family-oriented man. I've always respected that.
I don't know
you.
Why I said that.
I know your sister.
Or in what context that is.
It's one of those that I felt guilty even marking that when I'm playing it.
I don't know why I said that. It's really going to bother me. Well, you know what? Just because of that, I'm going to vote for Corey going Jake the Snake Roberts and just looking in the camera and saying, trust me.
Trust. Which one even is that?
That's the 2 more inches.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Let's see.
Exactly. Those 2 inches are important. Trust me.
Wow, dude. Trust me. That's going to be ringing between my ears all day long.
Just trust me.
See, I wish this person would have given more information. I've worked in a jail for 20 years, but then they didn't tell us about the looks.
Yeah, they didn't tell us what the people look like. From the I'm a prisoner of Masterpiece of the Week. And from the 817, been to prison twice, it ain't pretty. So they're saying most people outside of prison are pretty, is what they just said.
What about those prison baddie pages we were talking about?
Look when they go into the prison.
Have they caught the New Orleans prisoners that escaped yet, by the way? Because this one says, I'm a prisoner on the run, using my time to tolo and text.
It could be one of those guys. I know one got caught from Instagram Live. The other one fell asleep on the bench at the bus stop. That's not the place to catch
but
some
Z's.
But
you're tired.
We might need to vote, or we'll just go straight into the
Cal
top people.
Show. Vote for Cal people.
All right.
I vote for the inches.
All right. You know what? I'm not even going to play yours, Corey, because this is our winner.
Exactly. Those 2 inches are important. Trust me.
Trust me.
Got a chill down my spine.
That is Eric Chiafalo. We are the KNC Masterpiece. Coming up next, we'll chat with the rest of his cohorts from the G-Bag Nation. Next on The Fan.
Haskinen scores! Through a screen. A power play goal in a one-goal game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much for asking. How are we feeling about game 2 tonight?
Well, I'm not as confident as I was going into game 1. I think the Oilers have reason to be confident, so I'm going to pick Edmonton to win this game by a score 2-1.
Ooh, okay, low scoring too. Yeah. Frequently the Stars and Oilers have drifted into higher scoring territory, so I'm fascinated by that.
You're going to need it. You're going to need to be low scoring tonight. I think this is going to have to be one where like Otter is the best player on the ice for you.
Yeah.
And he's able to grind out a victory. Because I agree, you're going to get Edmonton's best effort. They've been pretty darn good this entire postseason. They have not obviously lost following a defeat. They've only lost twice this entire postseason.
Yeah, they lost.
So it's like, come on.
I think they did to start their first series. They fell down
2-0.
But after that, they've just been mowing people down.
Yeah, and McDavid was, he kind of had that look in the postgame presser.
Yeah.
Like, I got something for you guys in game 2. But, man, they found their game in the third. And I really do think there was something to, hey, the styles in which you had just played in a series, now you kind of got to figure out Edmonton a little bit with that speed. So I'm confident. I always am on the Stars team, but I do feel like this is going to be one where you need your goaltender to step up because you're going to get an absolute charge from the Oilers' top three.
And we have faith that he can, right? Step up and be the best player on a particular evening.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was great the other night in the high danger chances. It was actually the low danger chance and a medium danger chance that he got beat on. So I think Otter's in his bag. There were just some uncharacteristic misses there. But, you know, the Stars did a nice job suppressing shots the other night. And last year in 6 games, it was 17-14. I don't think the Stars shoot a lot. And I think it was 25 shots for the Oilers. So I like the Stars grinded out conservative strategy to not get caught up ice too far, which can lead to, you know, turnovers and goals. And I think as a result, I like a low scoring game tonight. Hey.
ESPN had like a Chris Knobloch, the adjustment master article out on ESPN today. I'm like, you know, Pete DeBoer, are we not giving him any love for the adjustments he's able to make?
Well, his team didn't fall apart in the third.
Right.
And, yeah.
But his team was falling apart in the first two, and then he makes the adjustment to get them going in the third.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, their inability to keep their sticks on the ice helped Dallas.
No kidding. Well, they still made,
like, you have been bringing those points up, but I think we're also failing to mention, like, the Stars killed penalties. The Oilers did not.
No.
Like, and the Stars deserve credit here. It's not just because Edmonton ended up in the penalty box. You got to still make them pay.
Giving Dallas complete credit, but for 40 minutes, you sat there and watched them not play very well and had some concern.
And the adjustment that the coach made and the players made going into the third, they deserve credit for that.
And I do. We give them credit, but you also have to say that Edmonton brought them back into that game. With stupid penalties.
Well, I mean, you could say that the Stars had stupid penalties in the first two.
They're stupid. When you're not a team that kills penalties well, and you send people into the box, you're playing with danger. And they did. They saw it last game. Yeah, it's clear.
How you feeling about tonight then?
Oh, Stars win.
Okay.
Stars win.
Here we go.
Let's go.
The Stars win because I feel like a couple things are going to happen here though. I think Dallas has kind of figured out how to play Edmonton.
Yeah.
I do. And listen, you have to keep pressure on them. They started to figure out ways to get the first 40 minutes of that game, anything going entry in was a problem. They finally figured some things out. How to get the puck from their end into the Edmonton end. For sure. And the thing about it is with Skinner, his reactions for some reason were really slow the other night. And you figured this out. You've got bodies that are willing to stand in front of the net and screen. Not only are you screening him with your body, you're probably bringing a defender in there with you.
Yeah.
His reactions were really poor.
I'm with you on that.
I could see this happening again. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think Dallas is going to find a way to put some points up. But again, they're going to have to block some shots like Dawson's talking about. Screens. Watch how many screens Dallas gets in front of Skinner tonight. That will be the key if them
win. That might be good for Robertson. Maybe you finally get Robo to get off the schneid if that's the case.
Definitely. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Well, we'll toast to the potential for a Stars victory at 5 o'clock, what you're drinking, what you're thinking, and talk with Sean McDonough at 4. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Rangers pregame is at 6 tonight, by the way. It's a little earlier start than usual.
Okay. Roll home with those G-Bag Nation fellas. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back on Tuesday right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, let's go Stars, Kevin.
Let's go Stars.
Exactly. Those 2 inches are important. Trust me.
This podcast is brought to you by Minsty Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minsty Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINSTY today or visit MinstyClinic.com. That's MinstyClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.